I wasn't going to talk about civil disobedience so early in the podcast, but it seems timely. So be ready if there is civil disobedience near you. Most of us would not seek out active civil disobedience. However, you could get caught in a situation where law and order breaks down. This could happen most anywhere people gather, like shopping centers, downtown government centers, during a peaceful protest, and at public gatherings or festivals. People express public dissent for a lot of different reasons. They might want to express anger towards the system. Some people are just thrill seekers, and some people just want to commit crimes. So here's some ideas on what to do if you're in a situation where a riot may break out. Read the crowd. Trust your instincts and leave if it feels like something might happen. If you see sketchy people, you don't have to stay. Make sure that people know where you are and keep track of your companions. Be familiar with the area that you are in. Wear neutral clothing, long sleeves, and long pants. Make sure that you're hydrated and have water. Don't wear a ponytail, stuff that could be grabbed. Carry your stuff in a crossbody bag. Wear good shoes. Carry toothpaste smeared under your eyes if there's tear gas. I don't know if it works or not. It couldn't hurt. Make sure you're wearing glasses instead of contacts. Bring your inhaler if you have one. Don't wear heavy sunscreen, makeup, or lotions because tear gas can stick to this. You could always carry goggles, latex gloves, and earplugs. Make sure you got your ID on you and emergency contact. You might think about a second cell phone. I don't know. I'm deliberating on this one. If it gets into a crowd surge, make sure that you keep your arms on your chest. Of course, the best thing to do is to get away from the riot. If you're driving, stay calm in your car, slowly leave the area if possible, and try not to stop. Lock elbows with your companions. Travel in the direction of the crowd and try not to end up being alone. Try not to run. Look for places to hide. Don't go into the chain or luxury store. This is where they like to loot. Look for a secure place, but once again, try not to be alone. Stay away from glass windows and doors, and try to get some communication through social media, radio, or other news sources. If you get mugged, give them your stuff and hope that that goes for the best. If someone tries to assault you, be fierce. There's no right or wrong in that situation. Just survive. If you get exposed to tear gas, do not rub your eyes, nose, or mouth. Keep your hands off your face. Use your water or saline to flush your eyes of tear gas and pepper spray. A solution of half liquid antacid and half water may help to rinse eyes. So could milk of magnesia on skin. If you're at home near the disturbance shelter in place, stay away from the windows. Have an escape plan. Turn off your heaters, AC, and fans, and stay informed with your social media. If you're arrested or confronted by law enforcement, take the advice from the ACLU and you have the right to remain silent and ask for a lawyer. There's a lot of stuff on the ACLU website that will make sure that you really understand how to deal with law enforcement in this type of a situation. There's more information and links at BeReadyWithMe.com.
Hey, look, a new subscriber.